So my name is Ryan, and my job is I'm the visitor experience team leader at Blackfriars Priory, and that means I oversee the operational running of the site. So my role includes taking care of the historic masonry, the building's so old that the walls shed, so it's just kind of preserving as much of the masonry as possible. It includes getting contractors out to complete preservation of like the historic windows and getting contractors out to go up cherry pickers and look after the beams and the lights, and it's the kind of overall maintenance of the site. We work with English Heritage quite a lot. So my favourite part is probably the scriptorium. So it's Britain's oldest library. It's full of character and history. In the window frames, it includes where the carols were that the monks would have done their scriptures from, and it includes original graffiti. It includes an original scissor braced ceiling, which is incredible. It's an incredible space. The graffiti is within one of the window carols, and it's an original believed to be of the Virgin Mary and the baby Jesus. It's an incredible piece. My progression, I was 17 when I started here, so I've had quite a journey here. For me, the association is the many years I've worked here and how I've grown into my role, and it's an incredible venue. I started as an apprentice. At that time, we were linked with Gloucester Guildhall, and I was working across both sites. And then, in more recent years, I've taken on the kind of the operational delivery of the venue. So the venue is a Dominican priory. It dates back to the 1200s, so it's around 800 years old. Although it was originally a Dominican priory, King Henry VIII shut down a lot of Dominican priories, so he gifted it to Sir Thomas Bell. Sir Thomas Bell turned the main nave into a mansion, which consisted of multiple floors. He then also turned the scriptorium into various factories. And then in more recent years, it's now being used as an events venue. It was restored within the last 30 years, and it's now being used for events and weddings. I've always lived in Gloucester, so for 26 years. Until I worked here, it's somewhere I hadn't heard of. We only started here in 2012, and it's since then that word of mouth grown about Blackfriars, and it's become a lot more well known. But I had no idea about the venue before I worked here. We work quite closely with the Museum of Gloucester, and we work closely with the History Festival and the Heritage Open Days to ensure that we offer Gloucester residents and visitors to Gloucester an opportunity to explore the venue and what it's got to offer. I personally think there is so much history to Gloucester, and we are so incredibly lucky to live somewhere that has got so much heritage. I think it's what really makes us stand out in the local area. I think the people of Gloucester really kind of hold on to some of the landmarks that we've got in the city centre specifically, such as the cathedral, Blackfriars, even our historic docks. I think it's definitely something that's very special that we try to preserve as best we can. I think the information's there if people are interested in history and heritage. And I think in terms of the sites that we've got in Gloucester, some of them are so large, you can't really miss them. And they're on our doorstep, so people are willing to come and have a look around, and they're genuinely interested in what we've got in the city. I actually feel really lucky, and it's something I say quite a lot, that it's something that I kind of fell into, and it's something that I absolutely love. I've got a really kind of healthy balance of events and the history and heritage, which I feel really lucky to have. It's not many kind of heritage sites like this that we also get to throw weddings and festivals in. So it kind of, although it doesn't necessarily sometimes seem like it will work hand in hand, actually it's a really nice kind of collaborative job, and I feel really lucky that I've got the kind of two sides of it. We've had silent discos in here, like I said, we have weddings and all sorts of different events, and that's definitely something that draws a lot of people to the venue. And then quite often they will come back just to have a look around more of the history and heritage of the site. So it definitely keeps people interested in what we've got in the city.